Good morning and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you on WCDOSports.com. It's a special presentation this morning as I come to you live from Hudson Valley Community College in Troy, New York. It's the New York State Girls Class D basketball semifinals. And I want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Of course, Butler has over 150 vehicles at two locations, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Well, this is an extra special presentation this morning, and you know we really appreciate you listening in because this is a 10 a.m. game on a weekday, so we decided to do it on WCDOSports.com. As always, our web stream is brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union at SFCU. It's banking easier. So if you're listening on the stream and maybe you're used to our normal music programming, you're sitting at your desk at work today, we do have a little special treat for you here on WCDOSports.com. For about the next hour and a half or 2 hours, we'll be broadcasting this game. It's the South Courtright Girls, the champions of Section 4, taking on Edwards Knox, the champion of Section 10, which is up in the North Country in the Adirondacks. And the winner today will move on to tomorrow's state basketball championship. So we thought it was a great opportunity to be here today to support South Courtright, and they've been very good to us over the years, and we have many special sponsors here today that have helped us be here today. When we get to the state level, it is always great to have that type of support from our local communities. If you're looking for our local programming, of course, I hope you'll stay with us, but that is available over on WCDO, of course, 100.9 FM and 1490 AM. So we do have kind of two special treats for you today. You can listen to the basketball or you can listen to our special programming. So glad to have you along. My color commentator today will be Dave Smith. He's actually courtside right now. He wanted to go down and talk to both coaches. Coach Dave, as I like to call him, is a local AAU coach. He's also a boys varsity basketball coach up in Section 3. So I think he's extra excited to be here today. So he's down talking to Coach Josh Burrows as we speak, the South Courtright girls coach. And, you know, normally I would have an interview with Coach Burrows, but he texted me yesterday. We were going to set up to do one of our phone interviews, and he said, well, Nate, I don't know if I'm going to have time. I'm still at the hospital. My third child is on the way right now. And so we had a nice moment there, and I said, hey, congratulations. But, boy, what timing if you're a dad, right? You're having your third child, a son, and you're coaching the state basketball semifinals the next morning at 10 a.m. So I'm sure it's been a sleepless and very exciting last 24 to 48 hours for Coach Burrows, but what a great time. Of course, he's been here many times before. The last time we were here for South Courtright was 2 years ago, where the same team, a lot of these same starters, were on the team that lost in the state semifinals against Panama here 2 years ago, and they're back here this year to take on Edwards Knox. Edwards Knox was here last year. Of course, we were here last year following the Delhi Bulldogs, who went on to win the state championship over Franklinville. Edwards Knox lost in the semifinals to Franklinville, and then Delhi was able to take down Franklinville in that overtime thriller last year for the state championship, a moment I'll never forget, probably one of the best in my broadcasting career as that game was just back and forth. Speaking of Delhi, they went up to Class C this year, so they are not here in the Class D tournament, but Franklinville is. They are on the other side of the bracket here today. They will be playing at 11:45 against the champion of Section 2, Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons. So the four teams that are left right now are, of course, South Courtright from Section 4, Edwards Knox from Section 10, Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons from Section 2, and Franklinville from Section 6. So Section 6 is way out in the Fredonia, St. Bonaventure area out that way if you're a college fan. So they have to travel a long way to get here. Edwards Knox is from up in the North Country, and, of course, Section 2 is kind of right around here in the Albany area. So Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons will definitely have a great fan base for that 11:45 game. But, you know, I'm always amazed when I come here to Hudson Valley Community College. It's the smaller schools, the C's and the D's, that travel the best. And even though it's a Friday 10 a.m. game, on the far side of the arena here is just a sea of blue and white for South Courtright. And it's great to see so many fans here cheering on the Lady Rams today. And to my right, from the media press box, it's a sea of black and white, which are the colors of Edwards Knox. So a lot of their fans have traveled down here for today's basketball contest. So it's an exciting time for sure. And I know there's a lot of people back home that are listening on the stream at WCDOSports.com. Also, a lot of people that are utilizing the new New York State network that has been live streaming all the championship games this year. And that's available for a small fee, and you can check that out at the New York State Public High School Athletic Association website. Of course, I hope you'll stay with me, but I also want people to be able to watch or listen to this game however they're most comfortable, whatever makes them happy if you can't make it up here today. Again, if South Courtright wins today, they will be playing at 4 o'clock tomorrow right back here at Hudson Valley Community College. We'll also be busy tomorrow morning. We'll be down in Binghamton at 10:45 as the Cooperstown boys are in the New York State Class C boys basketball semifinals. They'll be taking on Greenport, which is a school from Long Island from Section 11. That game's at 10:45. So if South Courtright wins today, we'll be doing some hustling from Binghamton to Troy tomorrow around the mid-afternoon, as I would attempt to probably do both of those games, as I think it's well worth it when we get to this time of the year. Those are the last two teams in our coverage area here in WCDO land. The Cooperstown boys, and of course the SK girls. I wonder, you know, both these teams have been here before. Both have players that have played on this court. They've been to this stage, and I wonder how that will play into things today. Both teams have a lot of experience, but I wonder how a Friday morning 10 a.m. game is going to be. I mean, this is something that normally you don't see during the year. Yes, a lot of these girls do play AAU, so they might be used to going to a tournament and playing early in the morning and some travel and things along those lines. But to play during your regular high school basketball season at 10 a.m. is very tough. So I'm wondering how they're going to handle that here today. It is a tough start time, but, you know, sometimes being the smaller schools, they do get some of the earlier bracket times and start times. And I think New York State honestly does a good job. They do rotate it a little bit, so sometimes the bigger schools will play early in the morning, and the smaller schools will play later in the afternoon. So this is just how it is this year. You know, next year it could work out completely differently. But you have to play with the cards that are dealt to you. And I think that both teams are ready and raring to go. I know South Courtright left yesterday. They left school about 4 o'clock, came up here. They stayed over. I think that's a great plan to try to stay as fresh as you can and get a little chance to just get settled in. Get a chance to come here, check out the gym, get some practice under your belt, get a good dinner and a good breakfast in, and do the best you can to prepare. So starting lineups will be coming up, as well as the national anthem, as both teams just finished their warm-up period here at Hudson Valley Community College. And another special thing about today's broadcast, folks, is that we will have no breaks today. We're going to have no radio advertisements like you would normally during a game. So I hope that, you know, you'll stay with us here today on WCDOsports.com. So we'll be taking an opportunity to thank all our special sponsors today. And, of course, this is our Butler Auto pregame show. Butler has over 150 vehicles at two locations, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Of course, South Courtright getting here with a 65-35 win over Smithtown Christian last Sunday night. Edward Knox with a big-time win over Copenhagen, the Section 3 champion, 64-18. That game was last Friday at SUNY Potsdam. So Edward Knox coming in on a roll, that's for sure. So, and I should say, South Courtright undefeated. Edward Knox only coming in with two losses. Both those losses were to a much bigger school earlier in the season. So we're going to pause for the national anthem, and we'll be back. We'll get you the starting lineup. South Courtright girls will be taking on Edward Knox here in the New York State Girls Class D semifinals, live from Hudson Valley Community College, home of the Vikings, here on WCDO. So we're going to pause for the national anthem, and we'll be back right here on WCDOsports.com. Stay tuned, folks. Right now they are just reading off some of the rules for spectators here at Hudson Valley Community College before we get to the singing of the national anthem. Both teams are lined up for the anthem, a special moment that I think all of these athletes will remember for a long time, the calm before the storm. So now let's pause for the anthem here on WCDOsports.com. Thank you. Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you on WCDOSports.com here this morning. Special presentation of high school basketball on WCDO. Again, we'll be recognizing all our special sponsors. The South Courtright girls are taking on Edwards Knox here in the state semifinals from Hudson Valley Community College in Troy. We'll be joined by my color commentator, Dave Smith, in just a couple of moments. Dave wrapping up his duties down courtside here as he gets prepared for today's broadcast. So let's get you our starting lineups. First for Edwards Knox. They only carry 8 players on this team. I'm told they're a team that just plays predominantly zone and tries to stay out of foul trouble. So the head coach is Patty Taylor for Edwards Knox, and their school mascot is the Cougars. They start with junior number 1, Abigail Hart. Sophomore number 3, Lucy Frary. Senior number 4, Corinne Rowe. Sophomore number 11, Haley Matthews. And senior number 22, Carly Frary. Of course, Lucy and Carly Frary are sisters, as well as Haley Matthews and one of the reserves on the bench, Dakota Matthews. So two sets of sisters here. So that is fun for Edwards Knox. On the other side for South Courtright and longtime head coach Josh Burrows, senior number 3, Anna Reinshagen. Junior number 10, Emily Burns. Of course, the senior in the middle, number 14, Jordan Finch. Junior number 23, Aislinn Brunson. And junior number 24, Sonia Reed. So South Courtright is going to be in the home white uniforms today with the royal blue trim. It says Rams in blue lettering across the front of the chest there. Edwards Knox is in the road black uniforms with the white trim. It says Edwards Knox in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. So we'll get you set here as they have just announced the Edwards Knox starting lineup. And we'll get you set here for the South Courtright starting lineup. What a moment for these two teams to get here is a special moment. And I think Coach Mike Niles said it best last week when we interviewed him for the Cooperstown Girls Contest. He said, you know, at this point in the season, you really can't lose. You know, when you've made it this far, yes, it's tough, especially that day when you walk off the court, seniors for the last time. But when you get this far, you certainly can't lose. Most teams only can dream of getting to this scenario. So to have a chance to get here is really, really something special. So it's a great thing. They're also announcing all the reserve players here today. And so I think one thing that could really play into today's contest is that South Courtright has a much deeper bench. And it's not just for looks. I mean, a lot of these girls can definitely come off the bench and play, especially, you know, we named the starters already, but when you have someone like Carly Party, the sophomore, come in and hit 4 3-pointers and finish with 14 points in that quarterfinal game, you know, that's someone who can come off the bench and do a great job. Of course, you have Grace Schneider. She can come off and do a great job as well. You have Cassidy Wright, Michaela Volkovich, Lauren Schmidt played excellent defense for the Rams. So it's one of those things that this is a team that's very deep. And I wonder if Edwards Knox will get worn out or if they're just used to it. Sometimes we see a lot of small school teams that can play a full 4 quarters with only 6, 7, 8 players because they have just been so conditioned all season long. Well, Jordan Finch getting announced right now here for the Rams. Again, it's our Butler Auto pregame show. And I want to thank all our special sponsors today, including Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart, John Dairy Supply of South Courtright, Broken Spoke Stables of Hobart, Mountain View Dairy of Broomville. Don't forget their famous slogan, Have You Hugged a Cow Lately? John Hushman Design of Hobart, creators of custom furniture and architectural features. Circle of Life Ambulette of Hobart, Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, The Dinner Plate Restaurant of Hobart, Vasta's Bistro and Pizzeria in Stamford, Diamond Auto Sales of Arkville, Bybrook Farm of Broomville, selling raw milk, Farmstead Gouda Cheese, Eggs and More, R&D Excavating of Hobart, the Hobart Rotary Club, Delaware National Bank of Delhi, and O'Connor Hospital of Delhi, as well as NBT Bank, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, the South Courtright School Community Organization, and SFCU. Both teams getting their final words in with their head coaches. Edwards Knox will go right to left to start things off, and South Courtright will go left to right. Coach Burrows really seeming to be hammering home a message here in the final preparation with his team, giving them maybe some extra encouragement, saying, hey, it's 10 a.m., but we got to be ready to play here. So the SK girls get a standing ovation from their crowd as they step out onto the floor here in the New York State Class D girls basketball semifinals. We're glad to have you along. I'm Nate Lull. Dave Smith making his way up shortly. And we are underway as Finch wins the opening tip into the hands of Emily Burns, and the Rams will have the ball first, again going left to right. Here on WCDOsports.com today, we're glad to have you along. Ryan Shaken left side, back to the top of the key for Burns. Burns pumps it down low, but it's intercepted by Edward Knox. And here is Corinne Rowe. Rowe passes it down underneath the basket for Lucy Prairie, who puts it up. It was partially blocked. She gets her own rebound, pulls it back out. A deep three from the right side from Carly Prairie. It's off the mark and a rebound for Ryan Shaken. So two good looks at it there for the Cougars on their first possession, but they come up empty. 7:25 to go in the first quarter here in the state semifinals. The Rams against the Cougars. South Courtright against Edward Knox. Left side corner for Ryan Shaken. Down low, Brunson, left-handed layup, won't fall. Just a little too much mustard on that one. Rebound for the Cougars on the weak side for Haley Matthews. Into the hands of the guard, Corinne Rowe, who I saw play a bunch last year when Edward Knox was in the state tournament and is just a very, very good player as a senior point guard. Edwards Knox now will take it to the rim. A left-handed layup for Haley Matthews won't go. Both teams cold shooting to start. Back out, a shot from Carly Prairie is blocked, but it goes right into the hands here of Corinne Rowe. The layup swirls around and goes down. And so a 2-0 lead for Edwards Knox. The ball was knocked out of bounds after it went through the hoop and kind of went off to the side, so the officials have to retrieve it. And here comes a full-court press from the Cougars. Let's see how SK deals with it. Here's Ryan Shaken to the right side, crosses the midcourt timeline. Now we'll go to Sonya Reeves. Give and go back to Ryan Shaken, intercepted, though, by Edwards Knox. And into the hands of Corinne Rowe, who will walk it up the floor. 2-0 lead for the Cougars over the Rams with 6.5 to go in the first quarter. Left side of the floor now for Rowe. Rowe passes one down low. There's a foul on Burns, as that was Haley Matthews trying to go up for a right-handed layup. Actually, no, it was Abigail Hart. And she was fouled by Burns. That's our first foul of the game with 6:25 to go in the first quarter. Edwards Knox leading South Courtright 2-0 here in the state semifinals on WCDOsports.com. So here is Hart, the junior. First foul shot is off the mark and no good. My early impressions in the first minute of a half, these are two teams that are very, very even. Coach Burrows even said that to me when I talked to him yesterday. He said, it's like looking in the mirror when we play this team. Second shot is good for Abigail Hart. So I think we're going to see a lot of full court pressure, a lot of in-your-face defense. So Hart goes 1 out of 2. Edwards Knox off to a 3-0 lead here over SK with 6:15 to go in the first quarter. Reeves to the right side. Reeves has her pocket picked from behind. Good defense there. It was poke checked away by Rowe. And here comes the Cougars back down the right side of the floor. Good crossover move for Abigail Hart. And then a foul on the way in. I believe it's on Burns. If that's the case, that's going to be her second. Yes, it is. Coach Burrows is going to have to go to the bench in the first 2 minutes of the game and bring in the sophomore, Carly Pardee. The Pardee will check in. Burns to the bench with those two quick fouls. Edwards Knox leads SK 3-0 with 6:05 to go in the first quarter. Edwards Knox will get it in, but it was tipped and goes right into the hands of Azalyn Brunson. Now back to Reeves, who will bring it up, and a traveling violation on Reeves. They'll give it back to the Cougars with 2 minutes gone in the first quarter and a 3-0 lead for Edwards Knox over South Courtright. A timeout is going to be taken here by South Courtright. Coach Burrows wants to talk things over and help his girls settle in here. It can be tough when you get to this stage. It takes a couple of minutes, I think, to get the butterflies out of your system. And Edwards Knox, a 3-0 lead, but Coach Burrows doesn't want to see anything more than that balloon up here in the early going. Again, Edwards Knox leading South Courtright 3-0. I'm Nate Lull here on WCDOsports.com. Again, special sponsors today include our Butler Auto tip-off show. A big thank you to Mike Butler and his staff at Butler Auto Sales with two locations, Riverside and Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Don's Dairy Supply of South Courtright, Mountain View Dairy of Bloomville, Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, the Dinner Plate Restaurant of Hobart, NYCM Insurance of Edmiston, always a proud supporter of everything we do here on WCDO, R&D Excavating of Hobart, and the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, also a sponsor that is with us all year long. So out of the timeout, Edwards Knox will have the ball on the baseline. They go right to left. They're in the black with white trim. SK's in the whites with the royal blue trim here today. And now a traveling violation against Edwards Knox as Corinne Rowe was going for a pump fake to get into the paint and shuffled her feet. So let's see if the Rams can settle in with 5:50 to go in the first quarter. Brunson will look to get it into Ryan Shaken. Ryan Shaken across midcourt now will go to Pardee. who is an excellent three-point shooter. They go into the corner now for Jordan Finch. Back up to Ryan Shagan. 5:40 to go first quarter. Rams trailing 3-0. Right side of the floor now for Reeves. Reeves to the top of the key. Goes to Jordan Finch with 15 on the shot clock at the high post. Good spin move down low, but they'll say she traveled. And the ball is going to come back to Edwards Knox. So SK still trying to find their footing offensively here in the first 3 minutes of this contest. 5.5 to go in the first game, in the first frame, I should say. 3-0 lead for EK over South Courtright. Cougars will take it right to the bucket as left wide open on the left side was Lucy Frary. So Frary makes it a 5-0 lead for Edwards Knox here over South Courtright. 5:15 to go, first quarter. Reeves to the right side, gets across the midcourt timeline, and the ball goes out of bounds. It was knocked out of her hands by Lucy Frary. There was a scrum on the floor. Ball rolled out. I thought maybe we'd see a foul, but we don't, and it goes back to Edwards Knox. So the Cougars in control right now. 3 minutes into this contest, they lead South Courtright 5-0 here in the state semifinals. Cougars with the ball to the top of the key. Now they go to the right side looking for Haley Matthews. Matthews pumps one into the interior. Finch with good defense here on Carly Frary. Frary tosses up a shot, but it won't go. It was an air ball. And the Rams pull down the rebound. Back across midcourt for Ryan Shagan. Ryan Shagan will pass it to the right wing side for Sonia Reeves. Reeves to the high post for Brunson. Works it to Pardee. Spots up for three. There it is. Yes. Carly Pardee knocks down a three-pointer, and that's exactly what the Rams needed. And it's 5-3 with 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Big bucket there from the sophomore. Cougars answer right back into the paint. The guard, Lucy Frary, banks one off the glass, and it's good. Edwards Knox leads 7-3. Now a foul in the backcourt here on the Cougars with 4:20 to go in the first quarter. That's their first foul. And so, again, as we said during our pregame show, Edwards Knox only carries 8 players. I'm told they really only play 6. So this is a team that cannot afford to get into foul trouble. 4:15 to go in the first quarter. It's 7-3. Edwards Knox on top of South Courtright. They go to Ryan Shagan left side. They try to pump it into the interior. Pass was too tall for Reeves, taken away by Edwards Knox, and back up the floor. They'll pass it to the right side for Matthews and another traveling violation. Both teams have happy feet in the early going. With 4 minutes to go in the first quarter, it's 7-3. Edwards Knox is on top of South Courtright. So the Rams trying to settle in here in the early going. As they'll bring it back up the floor with Anna Reinshagen. Guards are going to have to be excellent today against this pressure from EK. 3:50 to go, first quarter. Reinshagen right side. Trying to get around her defender and does into the paint. Now goes down low for Reeves. Pulls her way into the low block. We'll have a jump ball. Possession arrow gives it back to the Cougars. So South Courtright's finally starting to get the ball into the interior a little bit more. But so far they've had a couple of travels and some easy giveaways. I think if they can establish that, they do have the size advantage. That could be good. 3.5 to go in the first quarter. 7-3 the score. We're going to have a foul on South Courtright. Up 3-point line extended on the right wing side. Let's see who it's on. I believe it's going to be on Sonia Reeves. So the team foul situation, yeah, that'll be on Reeves, her first, and the team's third. DK with only one team foul so far. So Burns has 2 fouls. Reeves has 1 for South Portland, if you're keeping track at home. 3.5 to go in the first quarter. Here is Rowe taking it to the rim. Great move. It wouldn't go. Danced all the way around the rim and then fell off. A rebound for Finch. Finch brings it across mid-court herself. That's the thing. She's not just a low post player. She can handle the ball. Passes off to Ryan Shagan. Takes it to the rim, and it's good. Ryan Shagan gets it to go, and it's 7-5 with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. So SK is finding a way to stay in this game, despite some cold shooting to start here in Hudson Valley. Edwards Knox setting up. They go outside to Frary. A deep three splash for Carly Frary from downtown. That's what she's known for. And it's a 10-5 lead, a deep three on that left wing side. 2:50 to go in the first quarter. Pardee to the left side will get across midcourt. Now goes for Reeves. Back to Pardee, who hit that big three to kind of get SK going. Now they go to Reeves. Steps in for a 10-footer. Hits the front of the rim and bounces in for Sonia Reeves. Another big bucket for the junior. And it's 10-7 with 2.5 to go in the first quarter. EK is across midcourt. They'll pass to the left side for Abigail Hart. Hart reverses now for Lucy Frary. Gets into the paint. Good spin move here, but traveled. And she really, I think, thought she was going to have a pass to the right side. SK with clamped down defense was right there to clog up the passing lanes. Pass wasn't there. It goes back to the Rams. So it's Edwards Knox leading South Courtright 10-7. 2:15 to go in the first quarter here on WCDOSports.com. We're glad to have you along. SK in the state semifinals. And now a traveling violation right back on the Rams. With 2:10 to go in the first period. And it looks like we're going to have a timeout taken here by Edwards Knox as they want to talk things over. Again, 2:10 to go in the first period. I'm Nate Lowell. Our score is Edwards Knox 10 and South Courtright 7. Trying to keep an eye on my Twitter feed as well here today, folks. And also on my email, I'm seeing we're getting a ton of listeners from the Hobart, the Bloomville area, Grand Gorge. Again, another one from Hobart, more from Bloomfield, SUNY Cobleskill, Delhi, Roxbury, Oneonta. Everybody checking in here today. We really appreciate you listening on WCDOSports.com. And it's all thanks to our special sponsors today, including Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart, Broken Spoke Stables of Hobart, John Houshman Design of Hobart, Circle of Life Ambulette, again of Hobart, Fastest Bistro and Pizzeria in Stamford, and the Dinner Plate Restaurant of Hobart. We're back underway out of the timeout with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. I'm Nate Lowell. Thanks for joining us today. Top of the key now for Frary. Pump fakes, gets into the lane. Nice little Dr. J finger roll. The kiss off the glass is good for Carly Frary. She has 5 points. 1:50 to go in the first quarter, and Edwards Knox leads 12-7. SK back up the floor. Rams trying to stick close in this game. Ryan shaking with a pass to the interior. Tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with the Rams with 1:40 to go in the first quarter. So great to have everyone along today, folks. I'm so glad we could get this game at least on the web stream today. It is a game we needed to be here for. 1:35 to go first quarter. It's 12-7. SK gets it to the high post as they go left to right. Now they go to Ryan Shagan back on the right side. They're trying to establish the high post with Jordan Finch. She takes it to the paint and she's fouled. And there's what we were talking about earlier, establishing the high post and the low post. I think they can do it. Brunson as well, especially Jordan Finch. I mean, Finch stands about 6'1". She's towering over most players on this court. If they can get her established down low, and they've been feeding it to her, I think that'll help. First shot is off the back of the rim there for Finch with 1.5 to go in the first quarter. It's 12-7. Second shot coming here for Finch. So Finch settling in. Always takes her time. I like that at the line. Second shot is no good. Hit the rim 3 times. It wouldn't go down. 1:25 to go in the first quarter. Edwards Knox will bring it back up as they lead 12-7. SK trying to keep it within striking distance. Cougars with the ball, right wing, and now a traveling violation. Yes, I wish I'd been keeping track, folks. I'd say between both teams we've had 6, maybe 7 traveling violations to start things off here today. And so SK will get it back after another turnover from Edwards Knox. EK leading South Courtright 12-7 as we come up on 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Here is Reeves on the right side. Reeves will try to go back to Ryan Shaken. It's picked off. Good defense, and this is exactly like two teams looking in the mirror at each other, as no pass is easy out here. Cougars will come away with it. 50 seconds to go. Taken right back here by SK. Here's Sonia Reeves. Streaks down the left side of the floor. Now goes to Pardee, who steps in for 3. Got it. Carly Pardee from downtown, and she's got 6 points. Big time 3. Hit that one in transition, and it's 12-10. With 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. Deep NBA range 3 here for the Cougars is off the mark from Abigail Hart. She tracks down her own rebound, but Brunson is able to rip it away. 30 seconds to go first quarter. Here's Pardee again. Stops, goes a little up and under, move, and then tosses it in. Great pump fake there from Pardee. She's got 8 points. We're tied up at 12. What a great job there by the sophomore. 10 seconds to go first quarter. Left side here for Frary. Carly Frary will now go back to Abigail Hart. With 5 seconds to go in the first quarter. Now to Rowe on the left side, wants to take it to the rim. Is partially blocked by Brunson, and that'll do it for the first quarter. The tie 12-12 between South Courtright and Edwards Knox here in the state semifinals, and we're off to a great start between these two teams. SK was down most of the quarter, but found a way to just chip their way back in thanks to Carly Pardee, who comes up with 8 points and hits 2 3-pointers. So, again, we don't have any commercials today. So that's part of the beauty of being on the web stream. Hey, just got a note here from Amy on Twitter. Got you on at the Bloomville Post Office. Thanks for listening in today, Amy. I really appreciate that. Hopefully everyone coming in to get the mail can listen in for a little bit here today. So it's South Courtright. I'm trying to do my Twitter update here as well. Normally I can do that during a commercial break. Coach Smith is nowhere to be found. I think he'll be up here in a couple of minutes. He's known to get lost from time to time. So it's South Courtright and Edwards Knox tied up at 12 apiece here. Got to make sure that everybody out in Twitter land is updated as well. So South Courtright and Edwards Knox tied up at 12-12 after the opening quarter. As we start the second quarter here at Hudson Valley Community College, SK will have the ball. So again, as we start the second quarter, South Courtright and Edwards Knox tied up at 12-12 after that opening quarter. 8 points from Carly Pardee. Hey, we got Will Weir listening at Oneonta. Make sure you get some work done today there, right, Will? For sure everybody at work's being very productive today with this game. And SK's going to throw away the inbound pass, and Edwards Knox will come away with it. Rowe is going to take it right to the rim, and there's that slasher mentality that she has, and Rowe puts it home, and it's 14-12. Reminds me a lot of Logan Bruce from Delhi last year, just a very quick guard, can get to the hoop, makes great decisions. 7.5 to go in the second quarter. It's 14-12. SK with the ball. We'll have a foul on Edwards Knox. A lot of pressure defense here from the Cougars. They like to sit in 2-3 zone, but they're very active with it, too. They'll pinch out on the wings, and a foul there. First foul of the second quarter is going to be on Abigail Hart. That's her second and the team's first. So Hart now with 2 fouls. Emily Burns is the only Ram in foul trouble at the moment. She's still on the bench with those 2 fouls she picked up in the first 2 minutes of the game. SK goes down low to the right, low block for Reeves. Couldn't get the right-handed layup to go. Ball out of bounds on the line. Are we going to have a foul? Yes, we will. Foul's going to be on Sonia Reeves as she was hustling for that rebound. So that's going to be her second and the team's first. So Reeves is going to go to the bench. And Lauren Schmidt, the sophomore, will check in now for the Rams. Played some big minutes in the quarterfinals as well. So another player that's good with coming off the bench. 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. 14-12 is the score. Edwards Knox, a 2-point lead over South Courtright. Now another foul on the Rams. And they're going to count the bucket. Let's see who this goes on. I believe it's going to be on Schmidt. Yes, so Schmidt picks up the foul. And heading to the line will be Abigail Hart. She has 3 points. Coach Smith, we said during pregame you were down on the floor just, catching up with everybody. Glad you've made it up to the press box, and we have you here today.
Glad to be here, Nate. This is exciting. Remember last year being here for Delhi was awesome.
Yes, it was. We were reminiscing about that a bunch this week as Hart misses the foul shot there. So it's 16-12. We were tied 12-12 at the end of the first quarter thanks to 8 points from Carly Pardee, including 2 3-pointers for the sophomore off the bench for South Courtright. Now a steal by Edwards Knox. With 6:50 to go in the second quarter, it's 16-12. And Edwards Knox, I believe, kind of just got away with a carry there, but they'll keep it going. I'll go to the top of the key here for Carly Frary. She has 5 points to lead the Cougars so far. A pull-up jumper in the lane is no good. Rams with the rebound and an outlet pass to Anna Reinshagen. Reinshagen is across midcourt and the Hudson Valley Community College logo there. 6:25 to go in the second quarter. Now they'll pump it to the right side for Finch. Finch with the interior pass to Brunson. Brunson kicks it back out. Now to Reinshagen. Baseline left side corner shot is an air ball and a rebound now for the Cougars. So SK was down for a lot of the first quarter, but some slick shooting by Pardee tied it up at the end of the quarter. And now Edwards Knox trying to pull away again. There's Frary with another deep three. This one out of bounds off the back of the rim. She hit one of those earlier, so SK is going to have to make sure they close out. Dave, we got a lot of listeners on the website today. We've got a whole bunch of messages, people listening all back throughout Delaware County and
Rams
beyond.
Rams Nation, man. Rams Nation.
That's for sure. Here's Reinshagen, gets into the paint, tosses up a jumper, but she is fouled on the runner with 5:50 to go in the second quarter. And while we wait for Anna to go to the line, what are you thinking as a coach? This has got to be such a great experience for Coach Burroughs and the girls, even though we know they're used to being here.
Yeah, that's just it. They're used to being here. But I think that, as a coach, it can never get old. You know, it never gets old being here. And this is what you play for 5-6 months. I was thinking about that right up. I mean, we started November 8th, and here we are March 12th, Nate? I mean, it's incredible. I mean, it's a grind, the basketball season.
So Ryan Shagan hits her first shot at the line. Second one coming is good for Anna Ryan Shagan. So even though SK has been off to a cold start shooting, I would say, a little bit here, those shots from Carly Pardee were tough, or were good, I should say, and in a tough moment. And now the foul shooting has helped SK keep it within manageable distance here. A shot from EK is off the side of the rim, out of bounds. So the Rams trailing by two, 16-14, with 5:40 to go in the second quarter.
They continue to get stops, Nate, which is actually keeping them in the game, and that's three straight possessions that they've come up empty on the offensive end.
Here's Brunson into the paint, tries to kiss off the glass. It's too strong. Finch hustling for a rebound, couldn't get there before Corinne Rowe. Rowe is the senior leader here of this Edwards Knox team.
Good D.
They try to get her to the inside, but it was good D, and there's Pardee with the steal. She's at it again. Here's the sophomore off the bench. Stops. Wanted to take that shot. Good defense by EK. Instead, dishes to Ryan Shagan, who shoots and scores. Ryan Shagan now with six, and we're tied back up 16-16 with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter.
That's four straight empty stops. Oh, there's a layup, Lee.
Layup here for EK. Great move by Abigail Hart. She now has 5 points, and the defense didn't find her. EK leads 18-16. 4:50 to go in the second quarter. SK with the ball going left to right. Brunson at the top of the key. Brunson trying to work her way back down. Picked up her dribble in a tough spot. Leaves it off for Pardee, who came in when Emily Burns picked up two fouls in the first 2 minutes of the game. They dish off to Lauren Schmidt. Left side baseline jumper is good for Schmidt. And we're tied at 18. So SK has never led in this game, but they've tied it up on several different occasions. Cougars coming right back. Taking it to the hole as Abigail Hart came up short in a rebound for Schmidt. Now to Ryan Shagan, down the right side of the floor. Ryan Shagan stumbles, goes to Finch on the inside, backdoor pass, left low block for Brunson, just missed it. Rebound to Ryan Shagan, though, and the Bulldog pulls it back out. Went into the land of the trees, came up with it there. Brunson in the corner, stepped on the line, it's going to go back to the Cougars. 4:05 to go in the second quarter. We heard Coach Burroughs say that it's like looking in the mirror between these two teams.
It really is. I mean, you got smaller guards. Looks like they're both a little bit young, too, on both ends. I mean, you got a sophomore that's coming in knocking down some big shots for South Core right now. So it's definitely, they mirror each other very well.
So, again, no commercials here today. So a big thank you to all our special sponsors, including Bybrook Farm of Bloomville, the Hobart Rotary Club, Circle of Life, Ambulet of Hobart, NBT Bank, and the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney. Dave, I'm never surprised to see a great SK crowd here, even on a 10 a.m. game on a Friday morning. You got to love that.
They travel in packs, man. That's the thing about Delaware County teams. I mean, even last year we were here with Delhi. I mean, that whole, it was a sea of maroon, and it's great to see. I'm sure there's surrounding towns that are here supporting this basketball team as well.
So Carly Pardee with 8 points to lead the way so far. Yeah, what a special time that was last year with Delhi. And, you know, SK was here 2 years ago. I was here doing that game. And, you know, it was just not too long ago when Torrey Rockefeller and that crew, Lexi Du Bois, were here playing for the state championship back in 2015.
There's definitely tradition here with South Torrey being here, and Josh knows what he's doing. He gets the team here quite often, and that's he's got a strong program down there in South Torrey.
So out of the timeout, EK took a timeout. They'll bring it back up the floor. Again, 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's tied 18-18. Carly Pardee with 8 points for the Rams to lead the way. We're back underway now. Cougars with the basketball. They go to the high post. Now out to the senior guard, Corinne Rowe. Rowe to the interior at the right low block for Haley Matthews. And a travel. Dave, we've seen a ton of travels here this morning. Both teams, do you think it's nerves or just good defense by both sides?
I mean, South Florida's playing incredible defense, really getting Edward Knox in tough spots, but I think it's a combination. I mean, here's the thing, you lose, you go home.
Very true. Tough time of year. Most teams are playing softball by now, and the Rams are still going. 3:30 to go in the second quarter here in the state semifinals from Hudson Valley Community College. Nate Lull and Dave Smith with you this afternoon. I should say this morning on CDO is now a steal by the Cougars. Cougars bring it back down the floor. They'll try a straightaway three-pointer top of the key for Lucy Frary off the mark. The rebound, though, right to Carly Frary, her sister, who finishes it. And EK leads 20-18, 3 minutes to go in the second quarter.
She just got inside position. You got to get around her and make sure you don't allow that to happen. That's too easy.
Ryan Shagan is at the top of the key now, and we'll flip it to the far side. Pardee into the corner for Brunson. I think SK's got to try to get AZ going. Back to Pardee in the corner. A little too strong. That's the first three balls she's missed. Finch with the rebound. It won't go. Brunson with another chance. Three times, and that's the third time is the charm as she puts it in. Her first bucket for Brunson.
Great offensive rebounding there by South Sorite, finding the basketball.
We're tied at 20 with 2.5 to go in the second quarter. It's a great game. Frary with a straightaway three. Too much spice on that one. A rebound by Lucy Frary. That one also won't go. And Brunson with another rebound. And let's see. Ryan Shagan is a little shaken up here on this rebound play. We'll hope she's okay. Maybe turned an ankle. It was away from the play, whatever it was.
She bumped knees, I think, Nate, with the other girl as she went to the basket.
And so, know that Ryan Shagan is okay here. Yeah, he's just going to shake it off here. Looks like kind of a dead leg situation. Gives Coach Burrows the thumbs up that she's all right. A senior, she's not going to want to come off the floor, that's for sure.
Absolutely not. Would you?
Well, now she is going to come off. I think Coach says, all right, tie ball game. We got a lot of subs here. Let's get you rested up. We need you for the long second half. And so coming back in will be Sonya Reeves.
Now she's grabbing the ankle. So I was wrong. It wasn't the knee. It's definitely an ankle.
They go to Schmidt on the far side. Now back to Brunson. We're tied at 20. SK looking for their first lead. Here's Finch. Pull up jumper. Bang. Right in the paint. And it's a good one. So Finch gets it to go. And it's 22-20 with 2:05 to go in the second quarter. Now to the right side. Frary pulls it up. It's too strong off the back of the rim. And the second chance won't go here for Haley Matthews. But she is fouled. And we'll head to the line. Let's see who this one is on. For Southport Ray. Team foul situation. That's two for EK. Now this is going to be the third on Southport Ray. Foul is going to be on Lauren Schmidt, her first. So really the only player in foul trouble is Burns with those two for SK. First shot is banked in by Haley Matthews.
Hey, it's 10 o'clock on a Friday morning. Bank is open, Nate.
Yeah. Well said. 2 minutes to go here in the second quarter. We talked about in the pregame, how hard is it to play? You know, kids might be used to it with AAU and things like that, but not during your regular season. A state semi, this is an early contest. Second shot won't go. Finch with the rebound. So SK leading by a single point, 22-21, with 1:50 to go in the second quarter. Brunson gets it to the high post for Finch. Pulls up, got it. Finch with back-to-back buckets. She's now got 4 points. SK leads 24-21 with 1:40 to go in the second quarter.
Good help.
EK.
Every shot is contested, Nate.
EK trying to answer Abigail Hart from a tough angle right side. It wouldn't go. We'll have a jump ball. Keeps it with the Cougars. And you're right. Just in-your-face defense.
Oh. It's making it really hard for EK to really get in and going.
Carly Frary on the baseline will pump it in. And there's the bucket from Haley Matthews. She gets it to go. And it's 24-23. EK only has two losses this year. They're both to Canton, who is a much bigger school. So you know they're not going to back down easy here in the state semis. 1 point lead for the Rams as we come up on 1:15 to go before the half. Good backdoor pass. They find Reeves, but it was blocked. Good recovery defense from the Cougars. Here comes Rowe in transition. Works one outside. Abigail Hart from downtown. Got it. Hart's got 8 points. The EK retakes the lead 26-24.
What a back and forth game with this.
Minute to go in the second quarter. Schmidt goes to Pardee right side. Now for Reeves on the baseline. Reeves goes back out to Pardee. Now to Reeves. Little 10-footer, maybe 15 or so. It won't go down. Rebound for Abigail Hart. Hart will look to bring it back up the floor now for the Cougars. With 40 seconds to go in the second quarter. Hart will go to the top of the key for Frary. Now to Rowe. Left side for three. It's too strong. Rebound for Reeves. She just lost her balance and it went right into the hands of Abigail Hart, who finished. And it's 28-24. Full-court pressure coming from the Cougars. 20 seconds to go in the second quarter. Brunson tries to get to midcourt. Brunson finds Finch. Will go to Schmidt, left side. SK can play for the final bucket if they wish. Shot clock is off. Schmidt in the corner goes to Brunson. Got to get a good open look. They go to Pardee with 7 seconds to go. Down to Schmidt. Dials up a three. Lauren Schmidt, too strong. Rebound for EK. We're going to try to fall out of bounds, and Pardee stole it, but couldn't get it up in time. And that's our halftime score. Edwards Knox, 28. Southport Wright, 24. And again, no commercials today, so Dave and I get an extended halftime show brought to you by Mirabito Energy Products. Remember, when you use your Mirabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump seat for yourself at Mirabito. Call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. And, Dave, a back-and-forth second quarter, a real slugfest. if you're Coach Burrows, what do you say in the locker room at the half here, you think?
I think you got to go back and reference about, you know, that seven-minute mark, 7 minutes to about the like the two-minute mark. He had about a five-minute stretch where he really got in their face and contested every shot that EK was taking. So I think you just got to, you know, emphasize getting stops in the defensive end and converting down on the other end.
So our halftime score, 28-24. The Edwards Knox Cougars leading the South Courtright Rams here in the state semifinals. Winners will play tomorrow at 4 o'clock. That will be the state championship game. They'll play the winner of the next game here, which is Franklinville from Section 6. Of course, we all remember Franklinville from last year and their star shooter, Danny Haskell. They are playing Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons from Section 2. That game's at 11:45, so right after the South Courtright game will be that game. Again, those winners play tomorrow at 4 o'clock right back here at Hudson Valley Community College. Just a reminder, 10:45 tomorrow morning, I'll be down at the arena in Binghamton as the Cooperstown boys take on Greenport. Set to be a great battle in the New York State Class C boys semifinals. And Dave, you've seen a lot of Cooperstown this year. You're a Section 3 coach, originally a Del High guy, so you kind of got the Section 3 and Section 4 thing going on. But, you know, your thoughts on Cooperstown tomorrow?
You know, I love that team. They're just scrappy. Coach Lampert's done a great job in his first year there. I mean, he comes from a great program. Jack, who's a great senior leader, he just does a great job. I mean, he Utica Academy signs, and they had a 10-point hole last week. And, you know, you can never see quit in that team. I just like their size, their length, and Coach has got them really playing well. And I wish them all the best of luck as they're – I hate seeing him in Section 3, but I love the fact that we still have somebody representing us on that side.
Make sure you tune in early tomorrow as we'll have our interview with Cooperstown head coach John Lambert. As we said earlier today, we were going to have our interview with Coach Burrows, but he texted me yesterday and said, Nate, I can't do my interview. Baby number 3 is on the way. I'm at the hospital. So we were joking during the pregame show, boy, what a 24 hours for Coach Burrows. Your third child's coming in, you're coaching in the state semifinals. I'm sure he probably hasn't slept a whole lot between watching film, trying to do everything he needs to do as a family man, but congratulations to him. And I said, hey, don't worry about it. You do what you got to do, and we'll see you here on Friday morning. So I'll busy 24 hours.
Yeah, that's a crazy 24 hours, and he's probably, you know, what makes those bags go away from under your eyes is winning. So hopefully he gets to win, and he can go and enjoy his family a little bit.
Again, it's our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. South Courtright girls trailing Edwards Knox 28-24 here at the break. And it's brought to you by Mirabito. Remember, when you use your Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Mirabito. Call them at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Let's go through our scoring summary in the first half. First for Edwards Knox, Abigail Hart with 10 points, Carly Freire with 7, Lucy Freire with 4, Corinne Rowe with 4, and Haley Matthews with 3. So good balanced scoring for the Cougars. On the other side for South Courtright, again, off the bench, Carly Pardee, the sophomore, with 8 points. Anna Reinshagen with 6. Jordan Finch with 4. And then 2 apiece from Lauren Schmid, Aislinn Brunson, and Sonia Reeves. So balanced scoring there, but you know, they were down early. I believe at one point it was 12-7 or 12-5, and Pardee came down and hit a couple of big shots off the bench when Burns got in foul trouble. So, you know, she played great last week, Pardee. She won one of our awards. I believe she got the All-Purpose Award and had 14 points. And it's just been one of those players that Coach Burrows can rely on off the bench. So
that's always nice. Always nice to have that spark off your bench. Even if the kid can be a starter, I always my philosophy is to get better and faster off your bench. So the fact that she came in, knocked down some shots, kept stuff right in it, I mean, it's a four-point game, and they actually had a four-point lead at one point. So it's just a matter of them, you know, getting stops on the other end and knocking down some shots. They went cold there late in the second quarter.
Appreciate everybody listening in. This game is just on WCDOsports.com today. So if you're at work, you're expecting our normal music at this time of the day at your desk on a Friday morning, you can always listen in. Our regular programming is on 100.9 FM right now or 1490 AM. But we decided this game was worth being here on a Friday morning at 10 a.m., the state semifinals. So we're proud to bring it to you on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Again, our halftime score, SK trailing Edwards Knox, 28-24. Nate Lull and Dave Smith with you here. Glad to have you along. Of course, we'll have the Cooperstown game tomorrow. If SK wins, we'll attempt to get back here in time for the state championship tomorrow. And should be a great day of basketball tomorrow, no matter what happens. And We said it during the pregame show. When you get to this point of the season, Dave, it's tough to lose, but certainly there's no losers when you get to this time of the year because you've just had a great year to get this far.
It really is, and to win a sectional title is really special. And, you know, once you get here, you kind of just got to come here. I mean, my philosophy, I've never been, so I can't speak on experience, but is to kind of come here and don't change your routine. You know, come and just let the kids be loose. And at this point, they're going to go out and play. You put all the X's and O's in all year. Basketball is, I mean, it's a long season. It's the longest season of all the high school sports. So it's definitely a grind, but you got to just come and enjoy the moment and hopefully your kids will execute and play. And some of it's luck, but a lot of it is how much your kids really want it too.
Again, got to send a special shout out here to Coach Todd Bruce from Delhi. He's listening this morning, and he said exciting first half. And he, you know, said he loves your excitement that you always bring onto the air. And it was great being here with Delhi last year. So, Coach Bruce, thanks for tuning in this morning. And we're getting all sorts of people on the stream. We've seen Bloomville, Hobart, Stamford, of course, South Courtright, Delhi, Walton, Oneonta, East Meredith. Of course, we have some of our regular down south listeners that always follow us for FK basketball. So glad to have you along here today. And want to thank our special sponsors, including R&D Excavating of Hobart, the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, of course, the SK School Community Organization, Don's Dairy Supply of South Courtright, Broken Spoke Stables of Hobart. I want to also mention that Broken Spoke does lessons, training, and trail rides. So, you know, if you're interested in that, make sure you check out Broken Spoke Stables of Hobart. Mountain View Dairy of Bloomville, they actually have what's called a farm stay. If you want to go there and learn what farming is all about and live that life, kind of like a bed and breakfast thing, you can do that. Of course, their famous slogan, have you hugged a cow lately? Circle of Life, Ambulette of Hobart, Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, NYCM Insurance of Edmonton, the Dinner Plate Restaurant of Hobart, Diamond Auto Sales of Arkville, Bybrook Farm of Bloomville, selling raw milk, Farmstead Gouda cheese, eggs, and more, the Hobart Rotary Club, as well as the Amphenol Corporation in Sydney, and John Hausman Design of Hobart, creators of custom furniture and architectural features. So all these sponsors stepping up, helping us to get here today for our game on WCDOsports.com. So EK has come back out of the locker room. SK, we still have not seen them yet. I'd say both teams' fans have got to be on pins and needles right now because, as Coach Burrow said, it's like looking in the mirror. These two teams have traded punches and not a lot of separation yet.
Well, these teams, I think, are familiar with each other, too. So he knew as a coach, you know, when you're doing your scouting report, you know you're going to trade punches. And sometimes it's just a matter of game of runs. You saw that late in the second quarter, but you saw early in the first half with EK going on their run. So it's a game of runs, but it's going to come down to in the second half of who can convert on the defensive or offensive end and also convert on turnovers. If both teams seem to be able to turn each other over. So then it's converting on that end as well.
SK back out of the locker room now, about a minute and a half before we start the second half here. And again, just want to say how great it is for both SK and Edwards Knox. We've always commented that the smaller schools always seem to bring bigger crowds, the C's and the D's. And it's a sea of blue and white over on the far side. We got the Ram mascot running around here. We got kids with flags and everything. And I know back at South Courtright today, they still had school, but they were going to live stream the game with video in their auditorium. So I'm sure everyone is enjoying the game here, and they're all on pins and needles back at SK here today as well. So just a special day that, you know, everyone is going to remember for a long time to come, win, lose, or draw. But always a little bit better if you win, I guess, right?
So. Yeah, and man, I got to tell you, I'm surprised the superintendent didn't say, hey, we're having a snow day today and get more fans here. But hey, you get duty calls, but there are some kids here, so some kids are playing hooky now.
Yeah. Well, I know some schools, I know a few of the boys' schools that were playing this morning in Binghamton, they announced it right on their website and right on Twitter. Hey, due to the anticipated absence of most of the student body, we're just going to call it kind of a pseudo snow day. So some schools went that way. Some schools didn't, but, hey, you know, no matter how you're listening or watching today, whether it's online, on our stream, whether you're here, whatever it is, we appreciate you following and supporting the girls. It's no matter what local team gets here, it's great to see the support that our whole area gives out. So both teams heading back out onto the floor again. Edwards Knox leading South Courtright 28-24 as we get you set for the start of the third quarter. A 10:42 start to the second or the third quarter. Never thought I'd say that, but here we are on a Friday morning.
Friday morning, man. Yeah. I'd be at work myself.
I feel like I'm playing hooky today, but boss man's listening, so I guess it's all okay. And a big thank you to everybody back at the station as well, Craig Stevens, Rob Ray, Jim Tomeo, all helping us get this game on the air here this morning. So we're back underway. SK now going right to left. They'll immediately take it to the low post here for Aislinn Brunson. She gets tied up. A jump ball is going to give it back to the Cougars, who are now going left to right. So, again, the Cougars leading the Rams 28-24 as we start the third quarter of the state semifinals here from Hudson Valley Community College in Troy. Left side of the floor here for the Cougars. They'll bounce one over to the far side for Rowe. Rowe wants to take it to the rim. Rejected there by Jordan Finch. She came over and said no.
That was a great job of recovering on the help side and getting over and being there in time.
On the baseline, Cougars will look to get it in. Frary's pass is pumped out of bounds. Last touch by Sonia Reeves. SK's gone back to their starting five here. Ryan Shagan, Burns, Finch, Brunson, and Reeves. So Burns only played 2 minutes in the first half. She picked up two quick fouls. She's back in. Pass is stolen away. Finch comes up with it, and then she's fouled, much to the delight of the Rams fans. With 7.5 to go in the third quarter, Cougars leading the Rams 28-24. Foul is going to be on Abigail Hart. That's first, third, team's first in the third quarter. So Hart is now the lone player in foul trouble for Edward Knox.
Got to keep South Corey convert here on turnover. That's what we talked about, and then they turn it right back.
Ryan Shagan has her pocket picked by Lucy Frary. Breakaway layup is good for Frary, and she has 6 points. EK equals their biggest lead of the game, 30-24. We're a minute into the third quarter here on WCDOSports.com. Here's Burns for three. It's an air ball, but Brunson is there, scoops it up, partially blocked on her way back up, and the Cougars come away with it.
A lot of contact underneath. Seems like the refs are letting them play underneath a little bit.
Cougars will get to midcourt here with Abigail Hart. She's got those three fouls, but she's got a game-high 10 points so far. Now back to Corinne Rowe, the captain and the leader of this Cougars team. Passes to the right-wing side for Haley Matthews. Matthews back to Rowe. Into the interior, now they go left side. Back up for Abigail Hart, dials up a three. Hart shot hits the front of the rim. Frary comes out of the land of the trees with a rebound. They try to go right back inside, but Finch again picks it off into the hands of Sonia Reeves. SK needs a bucket here, down six. 6:25 to go in the third quarter. Back to the top of the key now for Burns. Burns holding on, will go to Ryan Shagan, who twisted her ankle, it appeared, in that second quarter, but now looks like she's fine. Ryan Shagan gets in between two defenders, now goes to Burns in the corner. Back to Ryan Shagan, five on the shot clock. Ryan Shagan with a little runner in the paint. It's well short. She's a little slow to get up. DK comes away with the ball. Here's Lucy Frary on a breakaway layup, and it's good. So Frary now with 8 points. And DK, their biggest lead of the game at 32-24. Timeout taken by South Courtright. And so it's only a 4-0 run for EK to start the third quarter, but the lead has ballooned up to 32-24 with 5:55 to go in the third quarter. SK needs an answer here, Dave.
Yeah, they need an answer. They're just, you can see that out of halftime, and we all been there as coaches. It's tough, and sometimes you don't know what team you're going to get in the third quarter. So hopefully Josh can fire up his team here and get a little run of his own.
Again, both teams playing very good defense, a back-and-forth contest, but with both teams playing such good defense, I think if you're SK, you just can't afford to get in too deep of a hole. It's going to be too hard to climb out of. It doesn't seem like either of these teams are going to give up any big runs or anything like that.
No big runs, and it seems like both teams are really making each other work on the offensive end. So it's going to come down to you're going to have to hit contested shots, not just wide open shots. But that was a great job by EK, seeing that their point guard went in, missed the runner. He was late getting back, which allowed them to throw the overhead pass to get a layup on the other end.
Special sponsors today include SFCU, O'Connor Hospital of Delhi, the SK School Community Organization, Sports Field Specialties of Delhi, NYCM Insurance of Edmiston, Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart, Don's Dairy Supply in SK, Mountain View Dairy of Bloomville, of course, Broken Spoke Stables of Hobart, as well as Sports Field Specialties in Delhi, and Vass's Bistro and Pizzeria in Stamford, as well as the Dinner Plate Restaurant of Hobart. All special sponsors today, and saying good luck to the SK girls. 5:50 to go, third quarter, 32-24 the score. SK with the ball out of the timeout. Here's Brunson back to Party. There's a three, it's long, and Reeves tries to save it, but it goes out of bounds. And I think that's one thing that SK could have going for them is, Party hit two threes in the first quarter, she's going to have to fire up a few more here to get him back in this game.
Yeah, she's got to heat up for sure. And again, now they got to come down on this end and get a stop so this thing doesn't balloon to a double-digit lead.
5.5 to go in the third. Frary for three. Flash, no, it was a two. Foot was on the line for Carly Frary. She's got 9, and it's the biggest lead of the game for Edwards Knox, 34-24. 5:15 to go in the third quarter, and SK needs a bucket now. They go to Finch. Finch back to Sonya Reeves, steps into the foul line. The jumper is too strong. Rebound for Brunson, puts it up, and that shot is short. Rebound loose on the floor, goes to Finch, who puts it up, and she's fouled, and the basket is good.
Great job finding the ball and finishing through contact. That was a great job by her.
So third time was the charm there for Finch. And Finch will step to the line with 5:05 to go in the third quarter. SK trailing 34-26. Finch trying to complete the old-fashioned three-point play, but the foul shot is too strong, but it somehow bounces all the way back out to her. A good tip by Brunson to keep it going.
Brunson's all over the floor. She's doing a great job giving him second-chance opportunities.
Here's Pardee. Pumps it down low to Brunson, and the layup is good. Azelin Brunson, the girl they call AZ, now with 4 points. SK climbing back in. It's 34-28, 4:45 to go in the third. EK will take it to the interior now for Abigail Hart. On the baseline, back out for Rowe. Rowe will reverse it to Frary. Another three. This one is too strong. And a rebound here for Ryan Shagan with 4.5 to go in the third. SK trying to jump their way back into this game. Ryan Shagan across midcourt. Nice little spin move to get away from trouble. Goes to Reeves, now to Brunson in the corner. Good pump fake there. Tries to buy some real estate. We'll go to Ryan Shagan at the top of the key. Coming up on 10 on the shot clock. Ryan Shagan now will go to Finch at the high post. Finds Brunson on the interior. Turnaround shot is no good, but she's fouled and will head to the line. And last few possessions, Brunson is really establishing herself down low.
She's establishing herself, and she's doing a great job posting up, seeing that she's got a mismatch on her backside. And it just seems like both teams are really forcing each other to take, you know, really hard contested shots from deep or go deep in the shot clock.
Brunson's first shot won't go. Hey, special shout-out to Bert listening at Sportsfield Specialties in Delhi today. Thanks for listening in, and thanks to Sportsfield Specialties for being one of our special sponsors. They're great all season long with our coverage on CDO. We appreciate it. Second shot from Brunson is good, and she has 5 points. And it's 34-29, so SK's just staying in touch here with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. EK's going to throw it away now. A pass from Hart to the far side went through the hands of Carly Frary and out of bounds.
SK got away with one there. They were actually beat in transition, but speeding EK up seemed to hurt them because EK wasn't ready to be able to speed up.
Here's Ryan Shagan across the HVCC logo here in Troy at midcourt. They go to Finch, a little up and under move. Finch steps through and took that extra step. And she'll travel and give it back to the Cougars. Looks like EK wants to take a timeout here, I think, with 3:52 to go here in the third. Yeah, she'll take a timeout. Coach Patty Taylor was trying to get the attention of the officials for a solid 15 seconds there. And finally, she did. She takes the timeout. 3:52 to go in the third. It's 34-29. South Courtright trailing Edwards Knox here in the New York State Class D girls semifinals. Great back-and-forth game. Does SK have enough gas to pull even again?
I think so, Nate. Like I said, it's a game of runs, and I think you're going to see both teams. You're going to see a 1 or 2 point game headed in the fourth quarter. I think we're going to be up for some excitement. Hopefully as much excitement as we had last year.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I said it in our pregame show when you were courtside. I don't know if you're ever going to find a better high school basketball game in that setting, state championship, overtime. I mean, that's one that's going to live in my memory for
I dream about. She got it. Oh, you know, just what a great memory for Coach Bruce and his daughter to be the one that hit that shot, which was awesome.
Yeah, and Logan is having a great early start of her career at Ithaca College as indoor track and field, outdoor track and field, pentathlete, sprinter, hurdler, whatever she does. She is good at it for sure. 3:35 to go in the third. SK is going to come away with the ball out of the EK timeout after a missed shot. Brunson down low, finds Party in the corner for three. Oh, halfway down, and it popped out. Rebound for Edwards Knox. And we're going to have a foul, I believe, on Reeves underneath.
Man, that thing was halfway down, Nate.
Oh, so close there for Party as she let that one fly from deep in the corner in front of the SK bench. So that's going to be the third foul on Sonya Reeves. Lauren Schmidt's going to have to come back in. And so team foul situation, three on Edwards Knox, but the first on SK here in the third.
Big turnover.
Wow, a traveling violation in a wide open backcourt for EK. No reason for that, really. And the ball goes back to SK. So they're getting chances here.
They're getting chances. It's just like I talked about at halftime. They got to start converting on these turnovers.
And here is Schmid, a little up and under move. The jumper from the foul line is good. Hit the front of the rim and then went down for Schmid. She's got 4 points.
Good mid-range jumper.
So the lead was 10, and now it's down to 3. 34-31 with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. SK is coming back from the dead. Here is Rowe to the far side for Frary. Another three. Got it. Carly Frary now with 12 points. And she just always seems to come up with a big shot for the Cougars.
As she was open, she wasn't really contested, which is that's tough.
It's 37-31. SK trailing with 2:40 to go in the third. Here's Ryan Shagan, top of the key. Finds Brunson right side as SK goes right to left. Brunson with a bounce pass to Schmid. Now to Pardee, left side. Steps in, 10-footer on the run. Good for the sophomore, Carly Pardee, with a team-high 10 points. EK quickly running in transition. A breakaway layup is good. You don't see SK get beat very much like that, but Lucy Frary with 10 points, 39-33 with 2:15 to go in the third. And now an up-and-down call against SK is going to give it back to the Cougars again.
Again, just untimely mistake, not getting back on defense, and then you come down and turn the ball right back over, which is really tough.
2:10 to go in the third. 6-point lead for the Cougars over the Rams.
Good defense.
Trying to take it right to the rim with Abigail Hart, but as Dave said, just great defense. She had no shot. And now back to midcourt. Ryan Shagan lost the pass from Finch in another blown opportunity. Here comes Rowe for EK into the corner, left side. Shot won't go down. Frary with the rebound. That swirls around the rim, but won't go. Cougars somehow pick up the third rebound, though, on this possession. They go back to the top of the key for Frary. Dials up another three. It's off the left side of the rim. Schmid rips down a rebound, and then we'll have a timeout taken here by SK. 1:40 to go in the third. It's 39-33. Edwards Knox leading South Courtright in the girls' New York State Class D semifinals. Winner will go to the state championship game tomorrow at 4 o'clock right back here at Hudson Valley CC. And SK has some work to do if they want to try to get to tomorrow's championship game.
You know, the thing is that as we're sitting here calling this game, it seems like all the momentum is with Edward Knox, but yet South Corey just seems to be hanging around, which if you're Edward Knox, that's not what you want. You want to try to deliver the knockout punch, but they haven't been able to do it.
I mean, when they got up 10, it really felt like they might be able to start to pull away. SK said no and got right back in it. So all the credit to SK, but they seem to get right back into that four-point range, and then all of a sudden the Cougars find a way. They hit another shot, but when you're at this point, four best teams in the state, they're all going to be able to do that, I
guess. They're all going to be able to do it, but again, it's just it's the turnovers. I'd love to see the turnover count right now between both teams, because they're both in double digits for sure. In the second half, both teams have turned the ball over quite a bit again.
Again, all our special sponsors are huge for us being here today, including NBC Bank, the Amphenol Corporation, O'Connor Hospital of Delhi, Circle of Life Ambulet of Hobart, Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, NYCM Insurance of Edmiston, the SK School Community Organization, the Hobart Rotary Club, R&D Excavating, as well as Diamond Auto Sales of Parkville. So a lot of special sponsors, a lot of new sponsors this time around, so thank you very much. But 1.5 minutes to go in the third. Courtright girls trailing by 6, 39-33. Here's Carly Pardee, the sophomore, with the travel. Got caught up in the air, and the pass disappeared, that passing lane, and it goes back to EK.
You got to find Brunson. Brunson kind of spent the last couple possessions hanging up in the high post, and I think she's got a mismatch down low.
Here is EK across midcourt and into the paint now for Corinne Rowe. Rowe will pull it out, zips one up to Frary at the top of the key. Frary, a little give and go, gets it back, shot off the glass. The kick is good for Carly Frary, and she's got 14 now. And it's 41-33 with 1 minute to go in the third quarter.
She's pretty good. She's got a quick shot with a quick release.
Here's Finch from the right elbow. It's too strong. Brunson, a rebound. Dribbles out of trouble. Now back up to Schmid at the top of the key for Pardee. They go to Ryan Shagan. Steps in for a 10-footer. Got it. Big bucket for the senior, Anna Ryan Shagan, and she's got 8 points. It's 41-35.
Got to get some stops here now.
40 seconds to go in the third. SK trailing at 41-35 in the state semifinals. Left side of the floor now for Rowe. Rowe trying to go through traffic. She's sandwiched, knocked out of bounds. Got the shot off. I don't know if they're going to say it was on the floor for the shot, but it will send Rowe to the line. Well, Glens Falls boys, I'm getting some updates from there. They're winning 83-61 with a minute 20 left in the game.
I know AG the third.
Yeah, he had 18 points in the first quarter. I mean, I'm a media guy. I'm kind of neutral, but I was hoping that Glens Falls would be there tomorrow. I'd like to watch JG3 tomorrow down in Binghamton for sure.
He's a special kid to watch.
You know, averaging over 50 points a game. And Syracuse commit. You don't get to see that very often. So Rowe goes to the line, gets that shot to go. One out of two. It's 42-35 with 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here is Schmidt, left side in front of the SK bench, throws it out of bounds, and it's going to go back to the Cougars. 22 seconds left, and I think it's key here for the Rams to get a stop, Dave.
They need a stop here and at least build some momentum. They do not need this thing being anywhere near double digits going into the fourth quarter.
Here is Trary. They go to Rowe on the far side. Gets across the half-court timeline. Shot clock is off. Rowe into the paint. Dribbling through defenders. Gets it to go. Wow, what a bucket there from Rowe. That's 44-35. Can SK get a shot off? Pardee has it slipped through her fingers, and that'll do it. Three quarters in the books. Edwards Knox leads South Portland 44-35. And I think we've said it a couple times. SK got to try to get it inside to Brunson and Finch. They seem to be having a lot of success with that. The outside game just not working right now here for SK.
Now the problem is the defense of Edward Knox is really bothering the guards of South Florida, which is not allowing them to take an easy pass inside because their hands are very active in being in that passing lane.
So SK trails 44-35 as we get set for the start of the fourth quarter. And boy, for everyone listening back home, you got 8 minutes for SK to try to save their undefeated season and get to the state final. It's been a heck of a year. If there's any team that could do it, it would be the Rams, but certainly going to be a tough one here. Trailing at 44-35 at 2 starts the fourth quarter. Coach Burrows trying to rally the troops. He's been here so many times. Dave, talk about what he's done with this program since he's taken over, you know, probably 10 years ago now.
10 years, and what do you got? Four, maybe five Final Fours?
Yeah, I have the stats. I'll have to look here.
It's incredible, and that's not easy to do as a coach of a program. And I inherited a good program just like he did. But, you know, to keep it going, to keep that tradition going, and it all starts with your youth. And I know that South Florida does a great job with their youth program, but he does an outstanding job with these teams just to get here. Winning sectional title after sectional title, I mean, however many times he's been here, how many sectional titles he's won, which is just as hard, and he's had some great players come through the ranks here.
So as we start the fourth quarter, South Courtright trails Edwards Knox, 44-35. Three quarters are in the books. And here we go in the fourth quarter, live from Hudson Valley Community College. Thanks for joining us today, a special presentation on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, is brought to you by SFCU. Here's Carly Pardee in the corner. I wonder if she's just going to have the green light to fire up some threes here in the fourth. This first one is off the mark. Cougars with the rebound.
A lot of time left.
8 minutes to save their season. That is a long time here, especially with a game of runs like it has been. Both teams have been trading punches. Abigail Hart on the right side will now go to Corinne Rowe. Rowe to the interior. The shot will not go here for Lucy Frary. Rebound for SK. And here is Reeves. Will now push one ahead here for Carly Pardee.
South Corey's just got to slow things down right now, being a half-court offense, and look to get a good shot off.
One possession at a time here for the Rams. Here's Ryan Shea into the bucket. Rolls off the back of the rim. Brunson a rebound, and she's fouled as she goes to put it back up. And AZ will head to the line with 7:05 to go in the fourth. SK trailing 44-35 here in the state semifinals. Again, thanks for joining us here online today. If you're looking for a regular programming, it is available on WCDO right now. As Brunson misses the first one, but we hope you'll stick around and listen to the fourth quarter here of SK and Edwards Knox.
Shape it up to be a good one.
Brunson settles in for the second shot. It's good. So Brunson goes one out of two. She now has 6 points. Yeah, Glens Falls wins 83-63, so maybe we'll get a chance to watch them tomorrow. As EK fires up a shot, no good. Rebound for Brunson, and she's fouled.
That's great defense. I mean, she just came right down and forced it where she wanted. Hands up, and she forced it to take a bad shot, I think.
6:55 to go, fourth quarter. South Courtright trailing 44-36. Good start to the fourth, though. Two good stops on defense.
Like I said, you just got to come down, get your half-court offense, and look to set something up and try to get a good shot.
Ryan Shagan across midcourt. Will now go to Finch at the high post. Finch leaves it down low for Reeves. Turn around is short. Rebound loose. Cougars come up with it. Here's Rowe. She sprints across midcourt like she shot out of a cannon. Good pump pass down low, and the shot is off the mark. Rebound for SK, and another foul on Edward Knox. With 6:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Just did everything there but finish the layup.
Did everything but finish the layup, but timeout here by Edward Knox trying to settle our team down.
Here's another thing, Dave. That is the third team foul on EK in the fourth quarter, second on Corinne Rowe. So in the girls' game, you get to five, you're automatically shooting two. It's still a long time to go here in the fourth quarter, 6.5 to go. SK could maybe start chipping away at the line a little bit, trailing 44-36.
The girls' game rules have definitely changed the game with the two-shot foul. Plus, you can advance the basketball, which is even an even bigger rule. I mean, so there's a ton of game left, and it really helps extend the game in high school girls basketball.
So, again, 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. A thank you to our special sponsors today, including Circle of Life, Ambulette of Hobart. John Hauschman Design of Hobart, Mountain View Dairy of Bloomville. Have you hugged a cow lately? You can have a hands-on experience of farm life at Mountain View Dairy of Bloomville. Also, Bybrook Farm of Bloomville, selling raw milk, farmstead Gouda cheese, eggs, and more. And Broken Slope Stables of Hobart, of course, if you're interested in riding lessons, anything like that, training and trail rides. Great place to do that is Broken Spoke Stables of Hobart. Of course, Don's Dairy Supply and Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart.
Be interesting to see the adjustment here Edward Knox makes. Maybe switching up defense here just to try to throw something different here at South Troy.
6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 44-36. Rams out of the EK timeout will have the ball. Big possession here for SK. Here's Brunson. Three-point line extended. Goes to the baseline now for Reeves. Back out for Brunson. Brunson at the right elbow as SK goes right to left. Reeves tried to go back to it. It's intercepted. Here's Lucy Frary, a breakaway left. Block.
Great
by
block.
Finch.
That's a great block. Great hustle play.
Finch came all the way back and then blocked it. Rebound went to Brunson, who fell over and traveled, so the ball goes back to EK. What a flurry there, but great hustle by Finch. Boy, this game is up and down, that's for sure.
Up and down and just turnovers, Nate. It's just turnover after turnover on both ends.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's not just like one team is doing it. It's both teams have struggled with it here today. And now an inbound pass for EK. Lucy Frary underneath. Catches to go. She's got 12. And it's a 10-point lead for the Cougars. 46-36 with 6 minutes to go in the fourth. Ryan Sheegan, right side, will go down low for Reeves at the right low block, puts it up, can't get it to go, rebound for EK. Now to Carly Frary. Frary in the backcourt. Gets across midcourt for Rowe. Rowe sees the red sea part, takes it right to the rim, wide open layup is good for Corinne Rowe.
That's a great take.
EK with their biggest lead of the game, 48-36, with 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Ryan Sheegan at the top of the key. Ryan Shagan finds Reeves. Back down low to Ryan Shagan. Dishes off for Brunson. Great pump fake. Kicks it up and she's fouled. Brunson has had a ton of success down low getting to the line. But is it too little too late? We'll see for the Rams here.
Got to make both of these free throws.
Again, thanks to all our listeners today listening in from all over the place. Got some people checking in from SUNY Delhi right now as well as the entire South Courtright area, Roxbury fans checking in as well. And so we appreciate you checking in today. Listening on WCDOSports.com, Brunson misses the first shot. Second shot for Brunson is good. So Brunson now with seven. She had a heck of a game in the quarterfinals as well. And they'll need her down the stretch here in the fourth. As SK trails 48-37 as we come up on 5:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Rowe takes it to the rim. Shot is good, and she's fouled. And we'll head to the line. Corinne Rowe with the bucket. She's got 11 points, and I just love her game. She can slash, dash, great passer. And the
she's
senior
a good job of controlling that offense.
Yeah.
She seems to understand what's going on in the game.
Senior is putting this team on her back right now. As Portwright is throwing everything they can at EK. They've just had the answer. Rowe completes the three-point play. It's 51-37. 5:05 to go in the fourth quarter.
Keep for South Troy is not to go in panic mode.
Ryan Shagan goes back to Finch at the top of the key. Goes down low for Reeves. Back out Ryan Shagan. Pump fake. Steps in. Ryan Shagan. The runner is short. Reeves with the rebound. Muscles it up and it won't go. like there's a lid on the rim right now for the Rams. Now a steal off the rebound for the Cougars. Two good looks, just wouldn't go. 4:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Edwards Knox leads Southport Wright 51-37. Little up and under move from Rowe, and it almost went down. Wow, what a move.
She is quick.
So 4:40 to go in the fourth quarter. And Edwards Knox again lost in the semifinals last year to Franklinville. Franklinville went on to lose to our Section 4 champion in Delhi. In a fantastic game, as we've talked about a couple of times, Roe gets the first shot to go. She's got 13. Just balanced scoring here right now. You have Carly Frary with 14, Corinne Roe with 13, and Lucy Frary with 12 for the Cougars. Second shot is off the mark and back up the floor for SK. On the other side, you have Pardee with 10, Ryan Shagan with 8, Brunson with 7 to lead the Rams. Ryan Shagan goes back to Finch, steps in, tried a 3, and was fouled. This is going to be the fifth team foul on EK. I haven't seen if that was a 2 or a 3. What are they going to give Finch here?
A 3.
SK trails 52-37 with 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter. And so, yeah, she's going to be shooting 3, it looks like. First shot for Finch won't go. So, again, 4.5 to go. Fourth quarter, it's 52-37. Second shot coming here for Finch. And this one is off the back of the rim and no good. And sometimes you just, this is how it goes. You know, it's just not your morning. It's not your afternoon. It's not your evening. And right now for SK, like there's a lid on the rim.
It's tough. These early morning games, I always hated Saturday games and I hated early morning games. They just never seemed to pan out for us.
So Finch goes 0 for 3. The third shot goes into the hands of Brunson, who was fouled.
No, she got called.
Oh, she got called. Okay. It was a jump ball there, and so the possession arrow is going to give it back to EK. So SK right now trailing 52-37 with 4:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Edwards knocks back down the floor. The pull-up jumper for Lucy Frary is good, and she's got 14. The Cougars trying to put their stamp on this thing as they lead 54-37. 4:10 to go in the fourth.
They've just really bothered the guards of South Story. It's been really difficult for them to get anything.
Down low for Brunson off the pass from Finch, and it's good. So Hazel and Brunson now with 9 points, and it's 54-39 with 3:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Steal by the Rams at midcourt. They still have life. Here is Reeves, the top of the key, going back to Brunson. Brunson now will skip it across for Pardee. Pardee steps back. It's partially blocked. Ball out of bounds, saved by EK. But last touch there by Rowe. So it'll stay with the Rams. I'm going to pull up those SK stats here, Dave, so we can talk about those, as we wanted to make sure we mentioned just how many times they've been here over the years. It's been incredible. 3.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Reeves with a pull-up jumper. From straight away, it won't go off the hands of the Cougars. Out of bounds, it'll stay with the Rams. And so again, 3.5 to go in the fourth quarter.
He can cut this thing to 10 with 2 to go. Got a game.
Here's Brunson, steps back for 3. Too much spice on that one. Hits off the back of the rim. EK in transition. Boy, quick guard movement by Abigail Hart, taking it coast to coast, and she puts it in. It's 56-39 with 3:15 to go in the fourth quarter as SK is trailing. Now they go to Pardee in the corner, finds Ryan Shagan underneath at the right low block. Back out for Pardee, wants a 3. Carly's shot is off the mark. Reeves with a rebound. Had it ripped out of her hands for a jump ball by Carly Frary. And so the possession arrow will keep it here with the Rams. 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. So here's the times they've been to the state tournament. 06, 09, 2011, 12, 15, 17, 19.
Seven times.
State champs in 06. Lost in the finals in 2015.
That's not easy to do.
No, the rest of the time they've been in the Final Four. So state regional champions 7 times, and that's 7 Section 4 championships since 2006. That's how far back I looked.
And when did Coach Burrows take over the program?
So he wasn't the coach in 2006. That would have been Harry Neeson still. I believe he took over in 08. So that run from 09, 11, 12, 15, 17, 19, I believe it's all been Coach Burrows.
Unbelievable. Not easy to do. has a lot of sleepless nights, too, as a coach.
So thank you to the SK statisticians for hooking me up with some of those stats the other day. I appreciate that. 2.5 to go in the fourth. SK trailing 56-39. Here's Brunson left side for three. Got it. AZ's not going to go quietly. The junior now with 12 points, and it's 56-42 with 2:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Top of the key. Now for Edwards Knox as they go left to right. They find Carly Freire. She dials up a three. Got it. Carly Freire now with 17. The magic touch. She's had it all day. And EK leads 59-42 as we hit 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Ryan Shagan at the foul line. Running jumper won't go. Finch puts it up. It was partially blocked, and EK comes away with it. They're running in transition, but the home run pass was too far in front of Lucy Freire with 1:53 to go in the fourth quarter.
And yeah, so, it looks like EK's, they're not taking the foot off the gas, so they're trying to run.
Second half has just been a little bit too much. SK trailed 28-24 at the half as EK's taking a timeout here, but EK just converted a few more times during the second half, built up that lead. SK just hasn't been able to answer. It's been a cold shooting morning here for the Rams. They've played great defense, I think. And just shots haven't fallen.
Yeah, I mean, they've definitely played good defense. I mean, there was a couple stretches where they got four or five stops in a row. They just, when they get four or five stops, they return the ball over three times out of those five stops. So it's been really a struggle there on that end.
1:53 to go in the fourth quarter. Again, we'll be on the air tomorrow back to our regular basketball programming. 10:45 a.m. tomorrow morning. Cooperstown boys will be taking on Greenport from Section 11. That game's down at the arena in Binghamton. Should be a great day of basketball. And if you were thinking about going down, folks, with Glens Falls boys winning today and being in the state championship tomorrow, parking is going to be very tough down there. And they're talking about maybe the arena, possibly, at least for the Glens Falls game. So there's going to be a lot of other people there possibly selling out. So get down there early tomorrow, try to find a seat, get a ticket, get a good parking spot, get in. As it's going to be a busy day at the arena tomorrow.
That Glens Falls team travels in packs.
Yeah, they're definitely thinking about packing the arena tomorrow, which it normally gets pretty packed, but they don't normally open up the ends. And tomorrow I've been told that they probably will have to open up the ends and fill those up too. Back here at SK, Emily Burns for a three out of the timeout with a quick shot. And it's 59-45 with 90 seconds left. Rams not giving up here. Edwards Knox with the basketball. Here is Rowe to the right side. Rowe with a little up and under for Rachel Bachev. That won't go. Brunson with a rebound. Brunson to half court. Finds Ryan Shagan. Back to Brunson. She wants a three. Fires. Hits off the side of the rim and won't go. Rebound for Rowe as we hit 1:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Rowe is going to back it out here, trying to eat up some clock for the Cougars. 1 minute to go. SK comes in today. That's 24-0. As Edwards Knox will throw it out of bounds, it goes back to the Rams. It looks like with 54 seconds left, this could be the Rams' first loss of the season. But a heck of a season it was. Delaware League champions. Undefeated throughout the year, Section 4 Class D champions, regional champions. Again, the starting five is going to come out. End of a great career for Anna Reinshagen, as well as Jordan Finch. Of course, you got to feel for Bella Du Bois as well, a senior who would have been out on the floor here today, but tore ACL earlier in the season after a tremendous senior soccer season. But Bella has been great all year long on the bench, every practice, supporting her teammates. You got to love that. So 50 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Some of the reserves are coming in now, getting some playing time here in the state semifinals as SK trails 59-45. Straightaway three ball here for Emily Feltman won't go. Rebound for EK. As Edwards Knox will advance to the championship game tomorrow at 4 o'clock. And they'll have a chance at a state title as we hit 30 seconds to go.
Congrats on the SK just getting here, man.
Yeah.
That's some great stats about how often they get here. So I expect to see them back here again.
Rowe with a shot underneath. She's got 15 now. And it's 61-45 with 15 seconds left. Feltman with the basketball. Wants a three, but instead goes to Grace Schneider, who pulls up. Schneider can't get the shot to go. Rebound will get banked in by Cassidy Wright, the junior. 3 seconds left, and that's going to do it. SK girls fall 61-47 here in the state semifinals. Congratulations to Edward Knox for moving on, but as Dave just said, 24-1, a trip to the state semifinals. Nothing to be ashamed of here for South Fort Wright.
Not at all, and I'm sure, you know, this is never easy. There's no word, but that's all my team. We lost the excellent game. I mean, it's safe. I mean, there's nothing you're going to be able to say right now that makes these kids feel better. There's nothing you can say to the coach, me neither. Everybody's put in so many hours of practice and hard work, so it's congratulations on South Fort. What a great year.
So we'll get into our post-game show here in just a moment. But again, the South Fort Wright girls falling 61-47 here in the state semifinals. Just making sure we get our Twitter update out there so that everyone can get our final score here. So again, the SK girls falling to Edward Knox 61-47. We give out our three awards here, but let's go through our scoring summary. First for Edward Knox. Great balance scoring. Four players, Dave, in double figures, led by 17 points from Carly Frary, 15 from Corinne Rowe, 14 from Lucy Frary, and let's see, that's going to be 12 from Abigail Hart. So
they had just balanced scoring. I mean, and it came all over the place, and it seemed like it came in bunches for them.
On the other side for South Fort Wright, they are led by a team-high 12 points from Adeline Brunson, 10 from Carly Pardee, 8 from Anna Ryan Shagan, 6 from Jordan Finch, 4 from Lauren Schmidt, 3 from Emily Burns, and 2 from Cassidy Wright. So good balanced scoring there, but it was just a little bit not enough today, I guess.
Well, and congrats. I mean, hats off to Edward Knox. I mean,
great.
Pardee had 8 points going into halftime, and she didn't score in the second half. You know, that's a big stat for them, as she was the one that put them on the run.
Both teams are lining up to receive their awards for getting here to the state semifinals. SK will get a state semifinalist plaque, and Edward Knox will be moving on to the championship game. So just another special moment for these kids. Let's go through our post-game awards here. And when we do a game against a non-local team, we give all three awards to our local team. So we'll have 3 South Fort Wright awards today. Well, let's see if anybody from SK wins the sportsmanship award here. So we'll just pause a second. Jordan Finch will win the sportsmanship award here. So congratulations to Jordan. Well deserved. A young lady who will be going on to play in college next year. A great student and a great person. So Jordan will get the sportsmanship award for South Fort Wright. So congratulations to her. Let's jump into our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award here, Dave, brought to you by NBT Bank. Putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. I think we'll go with Adeline Brunson, team high 12 points. Came on in the second half, tried to help lead the team to victory, so she'll get our outstanding offensive award.
She was great down the stretch, absolutely. I don't disagree with that one at all.
Next up, we'll see our Mirabito Gresham Dynamic Defense Award, as actually now they're doing the, I believe, the all-tournament team. Yes, that's Anna Reinshagen, who has been named to the all-tournament team. So just want to make a note of that as well. So Anna Reinshagen is named to the all-tournament team. Jordan Finch wins the sportsmanship award for South Fort right here. So congratulations to those two. If you make it to the final tomorrow, you get a couple of more players on the all-tournament team. I believe both teams in the semifinals just get one representative on the all-tournament team. Coach Burrow's out at midcourt right now picking up the championship plaque for being a state semifinalist. Another one for the wall at SK. If you go into their new gym now, they have a beautiful trophy display. I really love it. It's got all the times they've gone to states and all the plaques right when you come in above a big sign that says South Fort Wright. It's really well done for their new gym. So they have a new addition for that. Again, the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award is brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I think we can give that to Ryan Shagan. 8 points here for SK, but always just running around, getting steals. And early on when SK was fighting to keep up with Edwards Knox, it was a couple of her steals and some dishes to Pardee that got it going. So we'll give Anna Ryan Shagan our Dynamic Defense Award.
Absolutely. She did a great job getting down the floor, getting out in front, and a couple times really did a great job contesting the shot.
Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season. Is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I'll go Jordan Finch. You know, she's a senior, played the entire game here today. Big rebounds, was always in the mix. I think he could have gone far D as well, but we'll give Finch, the senior, our All-Purpose Award here.
Good job. Great job by South Florida this year.
So thank you for listening in today. WCDOsports.com, our special presentation. The web stream will have a short pause, and then we'll be going back to regular programming here on WCDO. But just a reminder, tune in tomorrow as we'll have the Cooperstown boys going on at 10:45 a.m. That'll be the tip-off time. We'll have our Butler Auto pregame show probably around 10:30 or so. So, again, South Courtright falling 61-47. Jordan Finch, the Sportsmanship Award. Anna Reinshake in the All-Tournament team. For Dave Smith, I'm Nate Lal. Thanks for joining us. We'll go back to regular programming now on WCDO. What was that?
No, we're all done. Thank you.